The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
I thought we'd start with a topic around white canes. It was White Cane Safety Day at the weekend just there. And it's a really interesting topic for a lot of blind people because, you know, there's so much debate around white canes. And I thought it'd be good to bring some of that up here on the programme. Do we like or dislike the cane is the question I'm asking. And as a white cane user myself, I must admit I kind of sit on the fence a little bit on that one. Some days I like it because it helps me get around. Some days I really dislike it. But what do our panel think about all of this? Well, I've brought together three people, three white cane users, who all have interesting opinions in all of this. Madeline Mann, Mohammed Atif and Fiona Dunn join us here. Thanks for joining us on the show, guys.
Pleasure, Stephen.
Pleasure.
So the white cane, do we like it or do we dislike it? Well, we're talking about it, of course, as part of what was White Cane Safety Day very recently. Let me start with Mohammed Atif. Do you like or dislike the white cane?
I can't really say whether I like or dislike it, to be honest. For me, in my life, to get around mobility-wise, it's a necessity. So whether I like it or dislike it, I have to use it because I do a daily commute to work from, say, Luton to St Pancras, which is quite a substantial station with various tourists and bags and prams and stuff, and big burly blokes that I don't want to walk into and get punched out by. So the cane's there to tell people, as well as guide me, that I am visually impaired. I have a little bit of sight, so I can use that sight to know where I am, take account of my surroundings, etc. And also to let people know, just in case I do knock into something or someone, that I don't do it on purpose, as it were. When I was going through mobility training, I was very reluctant to use a white cane. I went to a mainstream school, so everybody was sort of running about and everything else, and I just wanted to be in with the crowd. So I was a bit reluctant to use it. And if I'm honest with you, I'm still a little bit reluctant to use it, especially around my local area where I live. But it's a necessity when I come to work. It's not like a fashion item or anything like that. It's just something I have to use whether I like it or not.
So you're sitting on the fence a little bit on that one. Okay, so not like, not dislike. Okay, Fiona Dunn is on the line. What do you think?
I need my white cane and I don't like not using it, especially a lot of the time, if people guide you, they don't really know how to guide you properly on steps and things, which isn't, you know, that's just how life is. They haven't ever been shown. So if you don't have a cane, then you could end up falling down the stairs or not feeling as safe or as confident if someone was guiding you. But I use it a lot. Well, every day I use my cane. Walking around my local area, going into central London. I do like it because otherwise I probably wouldn't have the confidence to go out, especially into somewhere as busy as London. And as Mohammed said, it does show people that you're blind. What I don't like is it's more of a social thing, really. People see a cane and they assume you immediately need their help just because they've seen you with a cane. And then they grab your arm, or even more weirdly, they grab your cane and they try to guide you by sort of pulling you along with your cane. And I don't like that, but that's not the cane's fault. That's people who don't know what to do and don't know how to ask if you need help and just think it's okay. So I don't like that, but I do. I like the fact that we have canes, that they give us such independence.
Yeah, I think it's two separate questions, isn't it? Because, you know, you've got the like of the cane or the dislike of the cane, and then the like and dislike of the consequences of using the cane. I think those are two separate questions. But you do see...
They are.
Yeah.
But also, for some people, it's brilliant. They see me walking along with a cane, and they'll move out of my way. And if I realise, I'll say thank you to those people. So they're brilliant, and they see the cane, and they do kind of the right thing, but other people don't. So it's very much an individual thing, you know, as to what people do.
Okay. Madeline Mann is also with us. You're a white cane user as well. Do you like or dislike your cane?
With me, it was a bit of a journey, to be honest. When I was 10, 11, and I was introduced to using my white cane to walk around, I had a lot more side than I have now. And when I was walking around, I didn't like it. It was kind of telling everybody, oh, there's a blind kid with a cane, although I actually was in a school for blind and partially sighted people. But still, I didn't like it. So I was called out by teachers quite regularly to tell me that I should be using the cane also for my own safety and so on and so forth. But now I actually love my cane because I know that's the only way I can get around. And no, it's kind of no hate and relationship anymore. I like my cane for what it is and learned how to become a lot more independent with my cane.
Well, so you've got really emotional about it. You love your cane.
No, well, like my cane.
Like your cane. Okay, so that's two likes and I don't know. Okay, that's interesting to start with. I guess that using the white cane is interesting. Mohammed, I'll come back to you on this one because I guess a lot of us struggle to use the white cane because of the social stigma. Is that something you've found?
I think so, because most of us, especially at, say, teenage years, you want to kind of blend in with the crowd, as it were. Your friends are sort of just walking around as they do in groups and stuff like that, and you just want to be on a level par, I suppose, where using a cane could sort of single you out. Like, you know, for example, like a sore thumb. You know, you just stick out and everybody notices you, and it's difficult to say, really, because I know it's a necessity, and I do like it in that sense, that it helps me to get around and stuff like that. But in my younger days, I was, to be honest with you, I was very, very reluctant to use it because I wanted to be in with the crowd. And you are most more noticed by a cane. People do move out of your way and things like that. Some people give it to the last second until they do. Back in the day, say 10 years ago, I think people were a bit more alert to the white cane, where now everybody's got their your phone, your tablet or whatever, and they're tapping away and just not aware of their surroundings. Whereas before, everybody was used to be alert and move away in good time, I suppose. But there definitely is a stigma attached, and you are singled out by using a white cane, I think.
Okay, does that create a new like or dislike then, Fiona Dunn? Is it a case of, well, should we like or dislike the reaction we get from people who see us with our white canes?
This is a really interesting point that Mohammed's made, because I went to a special school for the blind, secondary, and they discouraged us to use our canes around the school and only to use them when we went out. But when I left, it left me with a lot less confidence using my cane than I otherwise would have had. And Mohammed talks about sticking out like a sore thumb, but if you're blind, you kind of do anyway, especially if you're going to be accidentally bumping into people because you're not using your cane and you're just walking without it. You've got a sort of a justification. No, not that's the wrong word. You've got a reason why those things have happened, if they still happen. I mean, hopefully they'll happen a lot less when you're using a cane. But if things still happen, then people will at least know the reason why. And I've had that reaction. I do swimming, and you obviously can't really take your cane in the water, however much you love your cane. You know, and you do get these people say, why don't you look where you're going? And I'm like, well, it's a bit difficult. And then they kind of go, oh. And I never have to say that when I'm using a cane.
I find it very interesting. Sorry, can I? I find it very interesting that in the school you've been discouraged to use your cane, really?
Yeah, that was. And I've heard from people still there that the children are still discouraged from using it within the school, whereas another place, blind adults, they are encouraged to use their canes all the time, which I think is far more sensible.
But you don't think that's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing that people should be using them.
Mm.
Otherwise, you can leave an establishment that's supposed to be teaching you independence. And if you're leaving not very confident about using a white cane, that's not good.
No, I completely agree, actually. You could walk around, say, a college or a school because you know those surroundings and you can do that without a cane. But when you go out into the big wide world, it's a sighted world we live in, and you need to, I mean, if you're going to a school where there's blind and vision impaired people, they should be teaching you the independence to, when you leave that school, that you're going to be able to stand on your two feet.
And let's face it, injuries can happen everywhere. No, I think the cane is as necessary to walk around.
I think so.
Yeah, although I wouldn't... I mean, I'm at home at the moment and I don't use my cane around the living room and things like that.
No.
But I think school corridors and things are bigger. I can in the boarding houses, I can understand more, you know. Although some family I go and see, I do use my cane in their house because it's a bigger house and I feel more confident doing that. But when I go and see my parents and things like that, I don't need to use my cane in the house. I think it depends on where you are, on the area, doesn't it?
So we've talked about using the white cane, and obviously there are so many issues and things we could talk about around using it and attitudes to people who use it. But what about the alternative? And the alternative, of course, is a guide dog. Have any of you considered that?
I actually had a guide dog and used a guide dog for many years and then had to go back to the cane. And that was quite an experience in its own. You're quite quick when you walk around with a guide dog, and it's a totally different feel to your mobility. There are other issues, perhaps, but then going back to the cane was not so easy. With a cane, I feel myself slower and I have to look for the way. But then it's easier to get from A to B because I don't have to think, can my dog get access to where I'm going? I've done both, and I must say for myself, I think I prefer the dog for the mobility. I think it's good to experience both, cane and dogs.
From what people have told me that have had guide dogs is that when using a cane, you have to concentrate 100%.
Yes.
You know, whereas with a guide dog, you can be in your own thoughts and the dog will sort of guide you to where you want to go. Not like a GPS, but at least it will know what surroundings it's in or where he needs to go. If you're, for example, if you do a journey every day, he'll know where you need to go. But with a cane, you have to be wary of lampposts and people and trolleys and prams and all kinds of stuff. So you can't be in your own thoughts when you're walking about. You have to have full concentration at all times.
I think people stop you a lot more when you walk with a cane than when you walk with a dog because you're so quick and the dog knows where you are walking. Mm. And you know where you are going. And you don't hit the obstacles so often as you do with a cane. With a dog, you just walk.
Yeah, I like to know what I'm walking around because I think it's different with a dog, but I like to know what landmarks and things I'm walking around because I like to be in charge of where I'm going. So a cane is great for me. And you know, sometimes, yes, I might have to be thinking where I'm going, but I don't want to have to walk along talking to something all the time, you know, a dog. I don't think I'd feel comfortable doing that, and some people do and they love it, but it's just not a problem you have with the cane.
So interesting you bring that up, Fiona, because you know Mohammed and Madeline, they were almost talking themselves out of their white cane by the sounds of it. Because interestingly, you know, Madeline, in your case, you've experienced a guide dog. You've both picked up on the negatives of the white cane, yet you still use it.
Yeah, and there are definitely advantages of the white cane. As Fiona just said, I love the fact that I can just fold it up, put it away, and forget that I have it for a while.
I think, to be honest, it's more of a necessity rather than an enjoyment. I mean, if you had a choice... If anybody had the choice, they wouldn't carry a white cane around or even have a guard dog or hold a harness. If, obviously, if anybody had a choice, they'd be walking around just as any sighted person would. But it's just a necessity that we are visually impaired. We need this for mobility, for confidence, and also to let people know that you're visually impaired. I mean, it's not a fashion item, though, is it? I mean, for example, it's not like a... I mean, if you can get an Adidas or a Nike cane, just imagine that, a Reebok-branded cane, that'd be great, but unfortunately not. So you've got pink, orange, and blue, black, and whatever colour you've got.
Whatever goes with your wardrobe.
Whatever goes with your wardrobe, so, you know...
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about your thoughts on the white cane. Thank you for that. And please do share your views as well. Weekly Connect at rnib.org.uk. Do you like or dislike your cane? Some interesting views there. Thanks to Madeline Mann, Mohammed Atif and Fiona Dunn for joining us on the programme.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.